This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking the time to, thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to hear a word from God today. You're going to hear a word from God today because I know the secret and I share it with you. The secret is God is always broadcasting in His word. You're going to hear a word from God coming up in a moment. In the meantime, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tonight. It's Wednesday, 6 o'clock tonight. We're in a study in the book of 1 Peter. We're in chapter 3. You are invited. We'd love to see you. From 6 to 7 o'clock tonight, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. So if you're free, I invite you to come on by here and study the Word with us. Or break out the dry erase board. Let's call it the modern-day chalkboard. And we're going to go to town here. We're going to look at the Greek behind the underlying English. And we're going to study the Word of God verse by verse. You are invited. Love to see you. Here today, we're looking at this abomination of desolation. And we're looking at history repeating itself. We're going to look at this image. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, if you want to know the future, you've got to go to the past. So we're going to spend some time now today in Daniel as well, looking at this image. If you want to know more about the image of the book of Revelation, then go back because history repeats itself. So you got to go back to the Old Testament to know the future. You got to go to the past. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun in Ecclesiastes 1:9. So to know about what's going to happen, we're going to go back and look at Daniel chapter 3. That's where we're going to end up here today. This is the third part of this message out of Mark chapter 13.
When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let the reader understand. Then let those that are in Judea flee to the mountains. All right, first off, notice that Jesus says that Daniel wrote the book of Daniel. Because all the world's intelligence says Daniel didn't write Daniel. Look inside any encyclopedia today, and you'll see it says Daniel was an anonymous book written in the second century. But Daniel says he was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar in 605. Jesus says Daniel wrote Daniel. Who do you believe? Isn't it funny how Jesus authenticates the most difficult passages in the Bible? At least difficult for some, not for me, because I believe everything written in the book. It's not difficult for me. God said it. I believe it. It's truth whether I believe it or not. Don't waste your time fighting or arguing over these things. Save yourself the trouble. Listen to this, Matthew 12:39. An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and no sign will be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, half of the Church of Jesus Christ does not believe that verse. Where do you stand? I'll never forget the day. Never, as long as I live, my dad took us to church an Episcopal priest got up and said, "Don't believe that muck about Jonah. That was a fairy tale." Now, does anyone here ever remember watching the Munsters as a kid? Remember the dragon they had that lived under the steps? And then a fire come out of his nose? That was Nicholas F. Esposito the day his minister told him the book of Jonah was a fairy tale. Oh, boy. That was 45 years ago. I remember it like it was yesterday. Whole denomination. I mean, you cannot be an Episcopal priest today and believe that. That is grounds to throw you out of the church. Let's set the record straight. All right? Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of a great sea creature because Jesus says it was so. Daniel wrote the book of Daniel because Jesus says it was so, regardless of what they put in the Encyclopedia Britannica. When you go home with your son and look that up, and it says 2nd century BCE, of course they do that because that's the modern way of saying it. You don't want to say BC before Christ, because then you're admitting there is a Christ. You say BCE before Christian era, that time when the guy with the beard there died on the wood there, you know, the guy they don't believe. Jesus says it. The Bible is the inspired word of God. Jesus says so. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Peter wrote, "Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1:21. King David wrote, "The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me. His word was on my tongue." Take it to the bank. Every psalm you read, every word that David spoke is recorded in this Bible. The Holy Spirit spoke through him. Every word. Paul wrote, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God." Just because you can't wrap your mind around it isn't sufficient cause for you not to believe it. For that is a surefire way of having your Heavenly Father lose interest in you. Just because you can't wrap your mind around it isn't sufficient cause for you not to believe it. That's a surefire way of having your Heavenly Father lose interest in you. Is that what you want? Then believe like the liberal denominations do and don't believe it. I want to encourage you, believe the Word of God. Believe everything that's in this book. Don't lose your faith in that. Okay, onward. Jesus' warning. He who reached the end. Okay, he's reached the end, in my opinion. He who endures to the end will be saved. Therefore, when you see this mile marker in the road, you'll know my return is near and the end of the age is near. And that mile marker? The abomination of desolation. So what, pray tell, is the abomination of desolation? The abomination of desolation is the image of the beast which the Antichrist will set up in the temple. We looked at this verse last week. Let me look at it quickly again. Revelation 13, 14. He deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. This is the false prophet we're talking about. We're looking for Jesus' mile marker. Therefore, when you see this thing, then you'll know. And I want to show you what this mile marker is. Therefore, he deceives those that dwell on the earth by those means of the miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those that dwell on the earth, now listen to this, they should make an image to the beast who had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now forgive the pun, but catch the image here. The false prophet's going to have power to give life to this icon, this image, this exact representation of the Antichrist. For the purpose of, the text says, so that the image could both speak and cause. So he's going to, hey you, and cause people to bow down and worship. Remember what I said to you earlier about history repeating itself. Turn with me, please, to the highly suspect book of Daniel. Not Daniel chapter 3. Everyone who's going to have your wish today, who tell me I need to stop looking at the clock, because we're going on. Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. Remember, history repeats itself. And one of my favorite colloquialisms. Did I say that right? If you want to know the future, you got to go to the past. Daniel chapter 3. Now Nebuchadnezzar, the king, I'm reading this out of the New King James. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60. Notice all the sixes. Whose height was 60 cubits. Its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plains of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, administrators, governors, counselors, treasurers, judges, and magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, administrators, governors, counselors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces, they gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. They stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you will fall down and worship the image." Sound familiar to anybody? But this was 2,600 years ago. Again. Verse 5, "At that time you hear the sound of these instruments, that you fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship will be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." Wow. Fall down and worship the image of the beast at that time. And the gold image.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Holy Spirit, I need your touch more than ever before. Oh Jesus, I need your love, and I'm desperate for. Holy Spirit, I need your touch. more than ever.